Lee Kernaghan, welcome to UGFM. Great to have you back with us. It's only, I think, around about September or October last year, 2012, that we spoke, but we thought it was great to just find out what you're up to, and I understand you've got another tour coming up in coming months.
That's right, mate. We're kicking off the Beautiful Noise Tour in Western Australia next week. And I think sometime in March we're at Crown. We've got two nights at Crown. But they are getting close to sold out. So if anybody's thinking about coming on in for that, it'll be fantastic. And looking forward to this new show.
And I see that you're also going to places like Ballarat, Warrnambool, Geelong, Bendigo, Swan Hill.
And all the good country, Pete.
And the commercial club at Albury.
That's right, mate. Yep, the old hometown.
You were born at Corryong, weren't you?
Yes, mate. I was born in Corryong and raised in Albury, conceived in Queensland, but according to Dad. But no, it's, I grew up down there in Albury, Wodonga, and you know, that's where my music career pretty well started, mate.
When we last spoke, I think you just released the single Beautiful Noise, and the album was about to be released. Since then, well, I know you've been touring, and you had, we were with, I think, Dwight Yoakam and the Wolf Brothers for a period.
Yes, mate, yep.
That was, what, an East Coast tour of Australia around about November last year?
Yeah, with Dwight Yoakam. It was, yeah, good fun to be out there and see such a legend. It was great. This new tour, the Beautiful Noise tour that we're coming out on, is the big one with the full show, the full concert show.
I was just reading up a little bit about Beautiful Noise and the tour earlier today, and the actual track Beautiful Noise has got a connection with V8 supercars.
It does, mate. In fact, pretty soon I'll be releasing a special V8 supercar version of the song with Craig Lowndes doing the voiceover on it, so a bit of a duet.
Ah, heck. And another track that I've actually just downloaded the other day was one, it was actually Colin Buchanan's, I think he was a finalist with it up at Tamworth just recently, but you're a part of it, and that's that Song of Australia.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song by a great, great songwriter. I just think so much of Bucko and what he's done over the years, so it was great, you know, working with him on that one.
Another thing I noticed was that on Facebook, and I'm not really involved in Facebook, but I noticed that the 77,100 people that have got you down as being liked.
It's a nice feeling, mate. Yeah, no, it's a great way of talking with people and staying in touch. And with the shows that we've got coming up, people let me know what they want to hear, you know, what they want to see at the show, and I try and deliver it for them, you know. And it's When I do catch up with people after the show, as I usually do, I know a lot of these people because I've been talking to them on Facebook.
How is the album Beautiful Noise going for you, Lee?
It's going very well. It's getting very close to gold, ARIA gold status, and we've got a big year of touring, and so it's good to know people are getting out there and enjoying it.
Yeah, we probably, many of us know you by tracks like such as She's My Ute, but there's one on this new album called Ute Me. Yeah. Now, I believe that, I don't think I've actually played it yet, but we must get around to that, but I believe it's a pretty good wild party song, is that right?
She's a little bit of a wild one, yeah. We've even got Ute Me singlets and tank tops and that, and people are getting them at the Planet Country store, like online, and at the shows, and can't keep up with the demand.
Lee, do you ever look back to songs like Hat Town and She's My Ute, the Outback Club, those sorts of songs, and think, gee, you've come a long way, and, I mean, you've won, what, 28 golden guitars, you sold 2 million albums, Do you ever think back to the days when you first started and you may maybe played a few covers and things like that got you sort of going? What do you, you know, do you ever think back to those days?
Yeah, I do, mate. Yeah, I do, Pete. It's still those days are still with me because those songs are still with me, you know. I'm still singing She's My Ute and Three Chain Road and the Outback Club. And they're a bit like children songs. When you put them on a record, they become a part of you, part of your family. You can't disown them.
Do you still get the same reaction from the audience when you play those songs?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. No, I think I'd be running out of town if I did a show without doing Boys from the Bush.
She's My Ute, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
You've been, I suppose, pretty well tied up in the industry now for 20-plus years. What would you say is the greatest lesson you've learnt during that period, Lee? difficult one.
Yeah, it is difficult, but I think one of the lessons, there's been probably a lot of lessons learnt along the way. Not to ever, and this is not just from the last, you know, 20 years, but the career in music, you know, since I started. And it's never take anything for granted, never take a second of it, and appreciate the fact that it's the people who come out to your shows and drive long distances and pay good money to see that show that you owe your career to. So that's at the forefront of my mind when I'm making a record or putting on a show.
In 2008, I think it was, you were Australian of the Year. That must have been a pretty impressive sort of a feeling.
Oh, mate, it was. It was just the greatest honour of my life. And to serve in that role for a year, it's something I'll treasure. It changed me as a bloke. It definitely did. I spent most of the year travelling around drought-affected communities around Australia and just showing some support. They needed support. You know, it was just such a difficult time for so many people, losing family farms and businesses, and it was a devastating time. You know what it was like.
It was certainly, you know, we had something like about 15 years of drought, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right. And I reckon by about 2008, it was what, probably year 14, wasn't it?
It felt like it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in our part of the world, it was unfortunately topped off with the big bushfires at the early in 2009.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on, and I'd like to ask you one question. Of all the songs that you've put together in your career, Lee, which one sort of is your favourite, I guess?
Of all the ones that I put together?
Yeah.
One of the ones I'm really proud of is Gunda Windy Moon. That recording on Three Chain on Hat Town actually was a beautiful recording, and it was a special time of my life. And Trisha Yearwood singing on that, it was magic.
What's planned for you later in the year after you've finished the Beautiful Noise tour? I think that goes through till well into the year anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's going to run right through to November because we've got this huge country, Australia, to get around. And we're playing a lot of places around the country. Yeah.
You just come back from Tamworth?
Yeah, Pete. It was a great year up there. Quite a few new things going on with the council and the awards and trying to keep it fresh and new and happening. And so it was really good.
Country music is, you know, in a whole, I mean, community radio obviously pushes country music quite heavily and a few of the other stations around the country. But obviously country music, I think, is certainly becoming a lot more popular through community radio. What are you finding overall with country music? Do you think it's becoming more accepted? And I mean, there's different flavours of country music. You go from the balladeers through to, you know, country rock. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think, you touched on a couple of pretty poignant points there, and that is that country music is so diverse, and it is changing, and there's something there for everyone. And when I do my shows, like, there's people from little kids all the way through to great-grandparents, you know. So it's loved by people right across the country because it is the music of our country, you know, our way of life, and it resonates very deeply with people, and that's why songs like even like a great Slim Dusty song like Lights on the Hill or Leave Me in the Long Yard, they're loved and remembered for generations, you know.
Lee, music as a whole, I mean, you get you obviously get people wanting some of your ballads, some of your rock music, and some of everything in between. What do most people want from you when you go to do a concert like the tour that you're about to do?
Well, I try and keep a balance in it, you know, so people get to see, you know, the rockier songs like, you know, Texas QLD, and then there's the ballads like Hat Town, and then there's those, you know, the ones that I love to do, things like Flying with the King, you know, or A Bushman Can't Survive, when I did that with Tanya. So they're all, it's light and shade, you know, and I like to make it like a bit of a smorgasbord so people get a whole lot of everything, you know.
We're just about out of time. Quick question. Texas, Queensland 4385.
That's a great track, that's a great track.
What's the story behind that?
Oh, I was on a road trip out through Western Queensland, and it was the first time I'd ever been to Texas. Drove up the main street in my 78 Series Cruiser Ute, stopped at the pub on the corner, and went in and fell in love with the place and thought, well, this is it. We've got to write a song about it. And it's become probably one of the most famous postcodes in the country now.
I hope I can go up there sometime. Lee Kernaghan, if people would like to go to one of the venues on your forthcoming tour, where would they purchase the tickets?
Well, the best place to go to see the whole tour is my website, leekernaghan.com. Mm-hmm. And for people who want to go to a great venue that's Crown, in Melbourne, just call Crown Direct and get the tickets through them. But yeah, best point is leekernaghan.com, and all the details and venue details are there.
Yeah, I might try to get down to the Crown myself.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be. Lee Kernaghan, thanks for your time on UGFM. Once again, we really appreciate your time with us today.
Well, thanks, Pete and Peter. Yeah, really appreciate it, fellas.
And if you wouldn't mind, we're going to play in a moment the single Beautiful Noise. If you could just quickly introduce that for us, thanks.
Okay, well, it's been great talking to you blokes, and this is Lee Kernaghan talking about the Beautiful Noise Tour, and here is the song for the title track of the album, and all the best, everyone. Hope to see you out on the road soon.
Sticks, a shed with a Chevy and a million bits. It's a big day. She's in the driveway. We got fuel in the tank, hand on the wheel. I can see a reflection in the chromium steel. Slip the key in. Got ignition. It's a beautiful noise. It's a rush of the wind. It's the beat of a heart, the jump of a spark. It's the love that we're in. It's the song of the road. It's the promise it brings, the sound of chasing a dream. It's a beautiful noise. The grease and the all drums fall behind. It's a big horizon on a broken white line. Sunset, we're not done yet. Girl, we're gonna find out what we got. Just you and me, hat on the blacktop, wind in your hair. We're getting out of here. It's a beautiful noise. It's the rush of the wind. It's the beat of a heart, jump of a spark. It's the love that we're in. It's the song of the road. It's the promise it brings, the sound of chasing a dream. It's a beautiful noise. The rhythm of the highway. pounding of your heart. It's a beautiful noise. It's the rush of the wind. It's the beat of your heart, the jump of a spark. It's the love that we're in.